We take you now direct to Hooper High Memorial Gymnasium, where Principal Winton S. Cheesemore is addressing a special all-school assembly. His topic, personal hygiene.
Girls, what can you learn from this? First of all, you must learn that all men are animals who are only interested in one thing. Now, if you should ever find yourself in a position where a boy is trying to take advantage of you, where he's ignoring your repeated protests and ripping off your lacy underthings and running his hands over your hot, searing flesh in a frenzy of desire as you twist and turn helplessly in his vice-like grip. An unwilling actor in his demented fantasies, he manipulates your firm, supple young body, driving you in spite of yourself to a raw peak of ecstasy until that last moment of carnal bliss when you're screaming, yes! Oh, God, yes! Oh, sweet Jesus, yes! Students, girls, if you should ever find yourself in that situation, simply turn to that young man and say, well, that's all right with me as long as you drop me by the health clinic so I can cure this horrible venereal disease I've contracted. I warn you, even the most hardened sexual pervert will think twice about continuing. And now, especially a few girls out there, I'd like to show you something you've probably never seen before. Yes, there it is. This is a spirochete. Enlarged 25,000 times. Now, students, this brings us to another area of concern for all young people, that of venereal disease. Now, students, we're going to play a little game right now to teach you something about the dangers of venereal disease. Will you three gentlemen enter and state your names, please?
My name is Red Ruffensore.
My name is Red Ruffensore.
My name is Red Ruffensore.
Thank you, gentlemen. Will you please have a seat? And I'll read your statement right here. I was a successful drill press operator until one night when I was bad and contracted terminal syphilis. Now my thing is falling off. Signed, Red Ruffensore. Now, students, we're going to ask each one of these gentlemen a question. And we want to see if you can tell by their answers which one is the real Red Ruffensore terminal syphilitic. Number one, what is a spirochete?
A spirochete is a small, squat bird similar to a bullfinch, which survives by feeding on snails and grubworms.
I see, thank you. Number two, how is syphilis transmitted?
Syphilis is transmitted exclusively by contact with doorknobs.
There you go. And number three, when did you first notice a burning sensation?
About 2 to 3 weeks after contact.
I see. Now, students, I want you to signify with your applause. I want you to signify by your applause which one is the real Red Ruffensore. Is it number one? Number two? Or number three? Will the real Red Ruffensore please stand up? Thank you, and number one, may I have your real name and what you really do?
My name is Ingrid Bergman, and I'm a famous Swedish film actress.
Congratulations on your recent Academy Award, too.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
And number two, what's your real name and what do you really do?
My name is Ingrid Bergman, and I'm
no,
a famous...
No, not playing the game anymore.
Oh, I see. My name is George Washington Carver. I'm the inventor of the peanut, and I'm now deceased.
I see, thank you. Well, gentlemen, for each of you, we have a $50 gift certificate from the Spiegel catalog, plus a nifty Beat the Clap home game. Gentlemen.